This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, actually. It is Tuesday, the 25th of September. We're in the last week of September, and we're here to fight truth decay, the American way, truth, justice, and the American way on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, all in their capes, ready to go. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Jennifer.
With the most sexist opening. Non-PC story of the day. Are you ready?
Good. Yes, love these. Yes, please.
Girls are smarter than boys.
No, cut that out. Stop it.
So true.
Who in the world? Where'd you get your information? I challenge that report.
Well, from Australia. That's how deeply I have to dig.
Over there, maybe. It's true. Yeah.
Griffith University in Australia say that the results are clear after reviewing the scores of more than 3.9 million American students from a 27-year span. Data was gathered from the National Assessment of Educational Progress. That sounds really important. That's all I know. Which collected standardized test scores from students in 4th, 8th, and the 12th grade. Now, the authors of the study found that girls fared a whole lot better in both reading and writing in the 4th grade. And then they saw that gap widen in the 8th grade and then the 12th grade, especially when it came to writing. The common thinking is that boys and girls in grade school start with the same cognitive ability, but this research suggests otherwise. That one, in fact, our research even found, this is the quote now from this press release, that girls generally exhibit better reading and writing ability than boys as early as 4th grade. They believe that the surprising findings could be a result of boys being more likely to be diagnosed with a learning disability. Behavioral problems are seen more frequently amongst little boys.
Yeah. I know why. I know. I have the answer. Mm-hmm. Girls are inspired by playing with Barbie, and there aren't any Barbie dolls for boys. That's the whole reason.
They're G.I. Joes.
In a nutshell, G.I. Joe's not that smart. Barbie's smart, isn't she?
Is Barbie smart?
Yeah, of course she is. She's a vet. She's an astronaut. Barbie can do anything.
That's true.
That's your problem. She's actually the smartest.
All right. So, Jennifer, I would like to know if you've seen video of Ted Cruz being chased out of that restaurant in Washington by people who don't like Brett Kavanaugh. You want to lose? Vote for Cruz.
Did not see the video, but I did hear about it.
And what do you think?
I just think when we're driving people out of restaurants because of their political leanings, we're slipping down a very dangerous slope. And I feel it on Facebook. I feel it on social media. It's like people want to write you off when they find out how you feel politically. And that happens on both sides of the aisle, and it stinks because you're missing out on a lot of really good people who just might disagree with you on politics.
Got it. Yeah. All right, another politician.
I'm tired of being told that I'm not a good woman because I think I want to hear Brett Kavanaugh defend himself. That's happened a lot.
Yeah.
And it's annoying because I've had this kind of stuff happen to me. I've had this stuff happen to my family. And I
had
want to hear his side of the story.
It's become pretty silly, actually. You're never going to find me as a supporter of Cruz, but I think what Jennifer just said is pretty much on the mark. When your life is changed, not destroyed, but changed and affected because of your thinking, political and otherwise, it becomes troubling, very troubling. Michelle Bachmann, remember her?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. She says that she knows why everything is going so well now in America, that Donald Trump is the president, because everything he touches turns to gold. Mm. God is working through him.
Okay.
Is everything in America going so great?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all right. I don't know if I'd say it's all, like, amazing and glowing gold, but.
Mm-hmm. There you go. This lady, April Freeman, who is a candidate for Congress in Florida's 17th district, died unexpectedly yesterday. I don't know what that does to. How much ground are the Democrats going to gain in states like Florida, you think, Jennifer?
I think Florida is an interesting one because so many people from Puerto Rico came over there after the storm. So I think it's enough people that it'll show an impact on the demographic. Mm-hmm. It's such a purple state, and really depending on who the candidate is, it flips both ways. I think it's kind of interesting because I think that's how all states should be. I don't think they should be reliably one color.
Yeah, but, I don't either. No, let's have a little fun. Let's have a little change.
Yeah.
Let's have little options that are being predictable.
I think with the House, I think the House is going to be safe with Republicans. The governor's race is really tight. I think that, and I actually think there's a great chance for the governor who's in place now will probably take the Senate seat of, Rick Scott will probably take the Senate seat of Bill Nelson, who is... Mm-hmm. being challenged by the governor. So I think there's an opportunity for Republicans to pick up a Senate seat. I think the House will be okay in Florida, but I think it's not going to be a slam dunk that the Republican, Ron DeSantis, is going to win the governorship over Andrew Gillum, even though there's a lot of weird stuff out about
Gillum
Andrew Gillum.
Gillum is a strange bird, yeah.
Yeah, but he's up by 8 points in the polling.
Really?
So it's really bizarre. The state's really weird. Yeah, so... I don't know. I think it's anybody's game there.
Speaking of Puerto Rico, Victoria, president says he doesn't want it to become a state as long as the guy who's the mayor of San Juan doesn't like him.
It's a woman.
Oh, it's a woman?
But,
oh, okay. Yeah. Well, a woman doesn't like
him. Well, she's, you know, she was very vocal from the very beginning about how it was all bungled when Hurricane Maria went through. So... You know, I guess he doesn't like anybody who criticizes him.
She says he's a bully. And also, she has something in common with the Chinese leaders who say Trump is bullying them, too. The Chinese feel like they're being bullied. Washington has a
knife-wide
neck.
No. Yeah, I don't feel sorry for China. Come on.
I hope we do more bullying of China, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. But look, but Puerto Rico needs a lot of work. The infrastructure has been just disastrous. There's a lot that needs to be improved down there. But I don't think it's going to become a state. I just, you know, whether Trump wants it to happen now or later, I don't know. But I think that's obviously where we're headed. There's no other, you know, there's no other way that I see it being able to be fixed. It's such a mess.
How do you even add a new state? It's not like something that the president can just do overnight. What do you do?
Well, you got to have a whole, this is a constitutional thing.
Yeah.
You
got
to be almost invited to be a new.
We have to change the flag.
Right. Yes, certainly.
Is there room for that? Or do all the stars get smaller?
We'll make room for it. Just put one on the side. Off to the side. All right. There's a fascinating fashion dilemma that's developing, and I will tell you about that in just a matter of moments here. First, though, a story about how to lose weight. How to get a good night's rest. Calitrin is the country's number one choice. We were talking earlier today about, what was it, Weight Watchers changing their name to WW. This is, I suppose there's competition in this space, but it's really a whole different system. Calitrin doesn't rely on food. You don't have to go on an exercise program, but it does help. But when you take Calitrin, which has as its number one ingredient the protein collagen, understanding how your body works is very important. A lot of people don't. They don't care. Want to lose the weight? Fine. This is a thinking person's weight loss program. I guess I'd put it that way. You think about what does the body need. It needs collagen. And if you know your body stops producing collagen when you're in your 30s, then you understand that you supplement with collagen and you bring your body back to the place it was when you were younger. Little exercise, pushing the protein so that it makes muscle, that gets rid of the fat, and you lose the weight. Pretty simple. A lot of other benefits, too, to using Calitrin, like joint support, because, again, collagen is very good. It's the building block of your life. So your joints would be healthier. Everything about your body would be better. Losing weight, lots of energy, just really fabulous results. I've had this. I like it. It maintains the good weight as well. No adverse effects because it's all natural. It's Calitrin. And you get it by going to toploss.com. Toploss.com is the website. Can't get it in the stores. It's the only way you get it. Toploss.com. If you use the DJV code, you save 10% on what you buy. Plus, when you've purchased four bottles, that fourth one is free. All right? All great reasons to go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com to lose the weight. Use the code DJV for special savings. If you want to get information from a counselor, you can call 833-TOPLOSS, 833-TOP-LOSS, and then you'll order it at toploss.com. Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
If memory serves, you're a fan of This Is Us.
What? Are you kidding me? You know it's my favorite show, right?
Okay, there's another show that's going to give you all the same feels.
Seriously? All right, I'm listening.
Okay, it's called New Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
And it's about a doctor on a mission to heal the system.
Ooh.
And he does it by breaking every rule.
Oh, if only that doctor was real.
Hold up. It's based on a true story.
Ooh, okay, I'm there. Details, please. I need some details.
New Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
Coming tonight after your favorite show, This Is Us, on NBC.
I think that's going to be a good night. Ooh, I'm getting excited.
Told ya!
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi. Here I am, the world's number one expert when it comes to fashion. That's me, an Italian streetwear line called GCDS, God Can't Destroy Streetwear, run by a guy named Giuliano Colza, has created a new way to get attention. He sent models down the runway yesterday with three breasts, all prosthetic.
Oh, boy.
I feel like we all already have enough here that we don't need a third prosthetic.
Do we have
this show
does. Cutting edge? I know.
So, well, I don't understand what the purpose. I'm looking at this picture.
Oh,
it's
my
pretty
God.
Ugly.
This is the most bizarre
Isn't that ugly?
Thing I've
I
ever
I mean, I understand that fashion is art. I get that. But yeah. You also have to have women be able to look at it and visualize it on themselves and say, I have to have it. And it's three...
Stupid.
Hoo-ha's going to really make
really
you
really horrifying looking.
Isn't it look stupid, though, Kara?
I don't know if stupid is the right word. It's just creepy. Like, it looks like an
yeah,
alien.
Maybe creepy. Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't really see this.
No.
You know, catching on. But then again, I did walk through the mall the other day, and I saw mannequins that had nipples built in. So I
really?
Guess, yeah. So who knows? Maybe a third one will be the next thing you see on mannequins.
I'll pass that.
At least that can actually happen sometime. I don't know about the third.
What can happen?
A third nipple.
Doesn't Marky Mark have a third nipple?
Yeah. Like, people get them. Men especially. So
I think our boyfriend, Harry Styles, I've heard he has four, so.
Really?
No way.
Wow.
So I've heard. Google it. Yeah.
You know what? He could make it
Every
work.
Cat in the neighborhood comes over.
All right. Here's another.
Jump on, kiddies.
Another name in the news. Amber Geiger. G-Y-G-E-R. Remember her? She was the police person who... was charged with manslaughter for shooting this guy after walking into the wrong apartment. She shoots him, and now she's been fired. She will, I'm guessing, probably go to jail, too. I don't know. So who sent her? Did she make the decision to go into the wrong apartment, or was she told by some officer to go into the wrong apartment? Would be something I'd like to know.
No, but this was it, when she was off duty, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was it. Yeah.
So she must have been drunk or high or something because she...
Yep.
Right? She went into the wrong apartment, killed the guy, and said she thought she was in her own
place.
She needs
to go.
By the way, that's not the first time that's happened. Not with the police officer, but with just a citizen.
21 after the hour.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Musical spotlight on the DJV show. Victoria, Kara, and I focusing on Mike Love. He says that the Bee Gees are preparing a Christmas album. They've been in business, in a manner of speaking, for 54 years. And it was in that first year they had their first Christmas album. Mike returns to the holiday genre with a new album called Reason for the Season, which is a mix of some favorites and new Christmas songs as well. Reason for the Season is coming out October 26th. Guest appearance by Hanson on a song called Finally It's Christmas. Love previously collaborated with the Hanson brothers on their recent rendition of the Beach Boys song It's Okay, as well as contributions from All Love, a group composed of four of Mike Love's children. The project features Christmas standards like Oh Holy Night, Bring a Torch, Jingle Bell Rock. Music, he said, is something that always brought my family together, especially around Christmas time. What's so special about this collection of songs is that they both harken back to the wonder of childhood and family, but also feel relevant and exciting for a new season of listening. It's such a joy to create this music with my family, my actual family, and my family of collaborators. We're looking forward to being part of the soundtrack of your lives for many holiday seasons to come. So that's cool. And they're out on the road, a holiday tour. I'd like to see this, frankly, myself. Winter-long holiday tour starting the 16th in Chattanooga. So you can check the Beach Boys site for tour dates. The track list, by the way.
Brian Wilson with them for that?
No, Brian's on his own still. He's out. He's still touring on his own. I haven't seen that yet. Every time I try to get close to seeing it, I end up getting distracted and doing something else.
Because he sounds really good, and I love his voice.
His voice is great. So this is the track list that's on Mike Love's Christmas album with his family and friends. Reason for the Season has Away in the Manger, Oh Come All Ye Faithful, Oh Holy Night, Bring a Torch, Do You Hear What I Hear, Celestial Celebration, It Must Be Christmas, Little Saint Nick, Alone on Christmas Day, Reason for the Season, Finally It's Christmas, and Jingle Bell Rock. All right, so looking forward to that. Help yourself as it comes out October the 26th. As long as we're in that genre, nice to hear about Tony Bennett, who's still at 92, is breaking records. He's coming. I haven't seen any shows all summer, but I would like to go see him. He's in my area, I think. What did I say, Kara? October 4th? I think it's next week
or
so.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. His latest set, collaborating with Diana Krall, entitled Love Is Here to Stay, debuted at 33 on the latest official album chart over in England. And that extends his record as the oldest male artist to crack the top 40. Good for him. He's also the oldest male artist to land a top 10 album, an achievement he set in 2014 at the age of 88, his cheek-to-cheek with Lady Gaga. Was it 10? I'm betting they're coming out with another album. Aren't they working on another one? Didn't I hear that?
They were in the studio together recently. Yeah, it might just be for one song, but I don't know.
Bennett's in a class of his own, man. Not the oldest artist to have charted with the UK top 40. Dame Vera Lynn was 100 when her album, aptly named 100, reached number 3 on the chart. But I think this is just fabulous stuff. Fabulous stuff. By the way, as an aside, those of you who listen to a lot of music on the radio, you may be interested to know, if you haven't heard it already, that Sirius XM, which is the pay-for satellite service that many of us have in our cars, is buying Pandora. Not a surprise. Pandora's been in trouble for a couple of years, but they're paying $3.5 billion for it, which is, it sounds like a lot of money. They have 36 million users, so the guy that runs it is a smart guy, Malone. He's not buying something that he doesn't think is going to return on his investment. So there it is, Pandora going to Sirius XM, 28 after the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. I spent the best part of a week test driving Chevrolet's new Silverado in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The team has set their sights on more, adding more features and capability. With the biggest bed in class, thanks to some creative construction, the Silverado has some outstanding features like segment-only electronic up and down tailgate that is controlled from the key fob. It also has an electronic step that rotates to the rear so you can step into the bed. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at alfaromeousa.com.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in New York for the UN General Assembly, and the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says he will not meet with Trump, making the remark through a translator in this interview with NBC News.
There is no such program for a meeting. Mr. Trump did not create conditions necessary to bring about the atmosphere conducive to a meeting.
Rouhani saying the Trump administration would have to clean up any damage done by its pullout of the Iran nuclear deal before any meeting could even be considered. Comedian Bill Cosby is to be sentenced today after being found guilty last spring of drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University athletic staffer. Prosecutors want Cosby to do 5 to 10 years in state prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Get back at it, shall we? The 25th of September is upon us. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. And Victoria has something that she's chomping at the bit to explain to us, to bring us up to date on something that is earth-shaking, I'm sure.
Well, I've got some good news for whiskey drinkers. I know, Doug, this may not include you.
It's big, yeah. Right.
Yeah, but it turns out if you are a whiskey drinker, you might be actually doing some really good benefits for your heart health and for preventing cancer. So there's new research out of University of California, and they studied people who live into their 90s, and they followed this group for 15 years, and they found that the people who lived well into their 90s out of this group drank an average of 2 units of alcohol every day, and the findings were that you're less likely to die prematurely. Now, red wine sort of has the reputation of being the healthiest of all the alcohols, and it does have a lot of good stuff in it, resveratrol and things like that. However, it turns out whiskey has a very powerful antioxidant that can actually eliminate harmful cancerous free radicals
really?
In the body. And it says whiskey contains more of this. It's like, it's called ellagic acid, something like that. I'm mispronouncing that, I'm sure. But they, that's what the antioxidant is. It is also present in red wine, but whiskey has a lot more of it. And so it's actually considered now for your heart health to be better to drink whiskey if you can stomach it.
So the counter to that is what a lot of people who are getting stomach cancer and other cancers because of alcohol, the sugar concentrate in bourbon, whiskey, scotch, things like that. People who are alcoholics are more likely to get cancer and their stomach cancers or colon cancer. So I wonder what there is, what the balance is here.
I think,
Victoria.
Yeah, it's the moderation then. It's, you know, it's the,
maybe that's
you're,
it.
It's 2 units of alcohol, so that would be, I think, 2 ounces of whiskey.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, and the other thing that's kind of funny from this study shows that 40 men who were polled on their studying habits, and these are university men, found that they were more creative when they had a blood alcohol content of 0.075.
Really?
Apparently, that's what it takes. If guys have a little bit of whiskey in them, they're more creative.
How about them apples?
Yep.
All right, as long as we're talking about drinking, maybe a little more. Well, that's actually serious stuff. There are a number of schools in Detroit that still test positive for high levels of lead and copper in the drinking water. Test results show the Detroit Public School Community District has elevated levels for all these contaminants. 57 out of 86 schools that have results back have tainted drinking water. Now, this is, I bring this up because we've gone through this 2, 3, 4 times with the water and coming out of the Great Lakes. I'm wondering whether there is something, you know, it was Flint first, now it's Detroit, and the water comes out of the, well, the water locally in Flint came out of the river, it seems to me. So then they bought water from Detroit and started using that. But the Detroit water comes out of the Great Lakes, and I'm wondering what there is in the Great Lakes. Think about all the pollution that we hear. I don't know this. I'm speculating. This is me asking a question. That's all. Thinking out loud, though, about all the pollution that we're finding in our waterways, and we seem to concentrate on the oceans. The same kind of traffic in these huge lakes. Remember how big Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, the Great Lakes, all are large lakes. And so there's lots of traffic in them as if they were oceans, as there is a lot of stuff that's shipped from any of the cities on the shore of any of these lakes to other cities and elsewhere around the country. But I'm thinking that these lakes have got to be polluted. And there's no report. I haven't seen. Have you? Has anybody seen any information that would lead us to believe that somebody has studied the water in the Great Lakes to see what is in
the question.
Water?
Don't I, was know. Any I was always under the impression that Detroit had such a problem because of the pipes.
Well, that's part of it. I think they have old
pipes. You're not going to be able to clean
pipes.
Up the water,
80,
right, unless
90,
you replace the pipes.
Yeah, they're all lead. They're all lead lined. These old pipes in
right.
Framingham. We had them until last year, 2 years ago. Spent millions of dollars to replace all the pipes in Framingham. The water pipes were all lined with lead. And that's the way they did it. They 80, 90, 100 years ago, when they first put in the public water supply, the pipes were clay pipes lined with lead so they wouldn't leak. And they didn't leak, but it killed a lot of people in the meantime. So I would want to have some info on what kind of studies have been done in the Great Lakes, frankly. There's got to be some. We just aren't. We haven't heard about it or don't know about it. All right, let's see what else is going on around the country. A newly proposed Department of Homeland Security rule making it easier for the government to deny immigrants admission or change the immigration status if they are deemed likely to use public benefits. Well, that's why they come here. The rule would expand the definition of a public charge or a person who relies on government benefits. Under the proposed rule, a person using a set amount of cash assistance, food stamps, public housing, Medicaid, other benefits, could be denied green cards and visas if they're using them already before they get green cards and visas. Yeah, maybe that's something to be looking at. That's what people are, if you look at the, what was it, Victoria, yesterday, the day before, we were talking about that there being actually 22 million illegals in the country, not 11, mm-hmm. as the government has speculated. And this is research done by reputable colleges and universities, Yale, I think, MIT involved in the study. So these people that are coming here, they get the aid first, and that's the case. I keep talking about Lewiston, Maine, and all the Somalis that have infiltrated, somebody said infested, I don't know if that's fair, but infiltrated. They've come to Lewiston, Maine, and they get all kinds of public assistance before they get any work cards. I think that's wrong. I agree with this. I don't know how they're going to implement it, but I think you need to be contributing and working before you start getting benefits, right? Just come here and suck off the public teat? No.
Yeah.
Am I wrong or right?
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. I think that, yeah. If you're a citizen or if you have working papers and you lose your job, you can't get unemployment without at least jumping through some hoops and having already paid into the system.
Right.
So it does make sense. If you just come here with a clean slate, you should obviously have to work at some point or for some amount of time before you are qualified for it.
Yep. All right. I don't have a problem with this, frankly, at all. Anybody got any comments, send them along Twitter, at DJV Show, or at On Air Victoria, or at C. Schillen, 2 L's, 2 N's, or at Doug Steffen. Comments about things like this are readily accepted and make for good conversation. I haven't actually looked. Every once in a while I go over to the Facebook page and look at some of the comments that come to the DJV, and also to the DJV website. Send them along. Check them out. See what's what and who's who. In a moment, one of the things that should annoy you more than anything else this week. All right? And I don't know what the fix is. I just know I'm annoyed. And I know when I'm annoyed, other people get annoyed. And Victoria's going to be annoyed. Kara's going to be ignored. You're all going to be annoyed. I started to say ignored, Kara. Sorry. Hello. 43 past the hour. Time for me to help you get the best sheets ever. They have good sheets at MyPillow.com. They have great pillows at MyPillow.com. I'll help you get those, too, at a big discount. You need a new pet bed? I'll help you get those going to MyPillow.com with the discount code DJV. Get great deals on everything that's in the catalog. It's pretty simple. I give you the example of how to start out simply by buying one MyPillow at the regular price, get the second one free. What's wrong with that deal, right? Get it by going to MyPillow.com. Excuse me, all of our voices are cracking today. I'll make this short and sweet. MyPillow.com, the promise is something they deliver on every time you go there. Buy your pillows, your sheets, all the things you need to get a good night's rest. Make sure you get all the discounts using the code DJV.
During Blood Cancer Awareness Month every September, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the world's largest nonprofit dedicated to fighting blood cancer, educates and engages the public about the blood cancers, including leukemia, lymphoma, and myeloma, which are the third leading cause of cancer deaths among Americans. Dr. Gwen Nichols is the Society's Chief Medical Officer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society has contributed to nearly every advance in blood cancer research and treatment, with our investment of more than $1.2 billion, with groundbreaking results in immunotherapy, genomics, and personalized medicine that are improving and saving lives of patients. While significant progress has been made, there is more work to be done. More than a third of blood cancer patients still do not survive 5 years after their diagnosis. And we'll keep fighting to create a world without blood cancers. Cancer may be a tough opponent, but we're tougher. Beating cancer is in our blood.
To learn more, volunteer, or donate, visit lls.org. That's lls.org.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep, but then you just can't stay asleep, no matter what you do? I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better, until I found my pillow. And now I have a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My pillow is made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable and dryable and will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, MyPillow's a best deal. Buy one MyPillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. MyPillow is built to last. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so this is Abound. Abound. This is about, this is going to tick you off. There is an undercover report that has found Ticketmaster helping scalpers. Let me say that again. Ticketmaster, which is the largest original seller of tickets to events in the country, helping scalpers. Then, if you look at their policy, well, it's against their policy. At least that's what they say. But what they do, it's always, remember the old expression, don't do as I do. Wait a minute, no, that's not what it is.
Don't do as I say, not as I do.
Right, thank you.
Yep.
So, there's an investigation that's been done by the Canadians, and it was in this weekend's Toronto Star. Reporters went undercover at a ticket summit convention in Las Vegas, posing as scalpers. They spoke with a representative from Trade Desk, which is a software developed and owned by Ticketmaster, to assist in the professional resale of tickets. The rep told them that some of its brokers have hundreds of Ticketmaster accounts. Ticketmaster
those are the bots that buy up all the tickets.
Right.
So every one of those, that's ridiculous.
So I say screw them and don't support all of the events that they are selling tickets to. That's it.
But that's what every event.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, that's the frustrating part.
There ought to be some kind of suit, some kind of federal. Where are the feds on this? They're sticking their nose in everything else that's none of their business. This is some of their business. Why are the feds involved in this? This is
state by state. They have been. New Jersey and New York filed. They passed the Springsteen Act, and that was because he was really out in front trying to eliminate the ticket resellers.
Yeah.
And so they've called it. They've named it after him. But it's really state by state. And even still, even in New York and New Jersey, where the law is in place, it still doesn't really. Then it went after bots, but it still can't really stop bots. You know, it's really.
It's a tough thing to do.
I
don't know if danger is the right word for it, but it's just downright wrong.
Oh, it's 100% wrong. I wish more artists would come out against it.
Yeah, it's so frustrating because for me, I feel like sometimes I don't buy tickets just because of the principle of the thing. When you go to buy it and then, I mean, if you're lucky enough to get a ticket in the first place and then all of the fees that they put on top, you have
$25 a ticket.
It's awful. And if you're buying a $30 ticket or a $40 ticket and then you have to pay almost twice that just on fees. And it's a service fee and you're getting it online. They're not even doing anything.
You're showing up with your app at the same, you know, with your phone. That's how they check you in. So it's like, what exactly did you do, Ticketmaster?
Yeah.
Not much.
But at this point, there's not even any choice. If you want to go to a show, you have to buy it.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to pay for it, then you just don't go to the show, and it sucks.
And you know, artists don't make any money with record companies anymore, so the only way they make money is from touring. So they don't really want to go up against Ticketmaster because that's their bread and butter at this point.
Yeah, really a bad situation. I wanted you to be aware of it. That's why I passed it along here on the DJV show, where our time is 10 minutes before the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
The music from the movie Falling Down. Could you find another Michael Douglas movie that we knew the music to, Chucker?
No, that's one of my favorite. That might be my favorite Michael Douglas movie. That's why I did that. And since I'm a bit selfish, I went with what I like.
Good so, for you, Chucker. 100%. We're on your
side.
I'm
living with the times, Doug. I'm getting with it. So yeah, Falling Down from 1993. Michael Douglas. A major icon in the business, 74 years old today. Believe it or not, only 60 acting credits. You would have thought
really?
Some of his prominence would have had 100
yeah.
plus. Started in the TV show The Streets of San Francisco in the 1970s, 72 to 76. You remember that?
Yeah, I sure do. You remember what his partner's name was? The actor?
Well, Carl Malden.
Yep, Carl Malden. Yep, very
let me ask you another question. This is obscure. Do you remember the actor who replaced Michael Douglas when he left the show?
I remember his face, but I can't remember his name.
His name was Richard Hatch.
Hatch.
He went on to do the TV show Battlestar Galactica.
Yep, it is a space show. Yes. Okay, good for you, Chucker. Down memory lane every day, folks, with Chuck Curry on Movie Moments. All right, so we got Michael Douglas taken care of. He looks more and more like his father, man, every day.
He does.
His father has one more
acting credit. You remember what movie he produced in 1976 that won the Oscar, or 75, that won
Cuckoo?
The Oscar for Best Picture? Yes, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah, right. Yep,
yeah, which gained him a lot of power in the movie
it
industry.
It did. Yeah, you're right about that. Very, very true. All right.
And then he went on to be one of the massive stars in the business in the 80s and the 90s with Wall Street and Basic Instinct and Romancing the Stone.
I was going to, you know what, I don't really, I was going to take a break for a minute, but I want to talk with you about Robert Redford, who now says it was a mistake for him to announce he was retiring.
Really?
Maybe he comes, but why wouldn't he stay as long as he wanted to? Now he's apparently thinking that he wants to stay. So he says, I wish I hadn't announced my retirement. Well, Joe, just unretire. That's all.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
He said his last film was going to be a crime comedy that was The Old Man and the Gun,
which hits theaters I believe in October.
Really? Yeah. What do you hear about it? What's the buzz on it?
I hear really good. Sissy Spacek, the co-star. I hear really good advancing. They screened really well at some of the film festivals in the last 60 days.
Good. That's why he doesn't want to retire anymore, because he's getting good reviews. All right, help me understand something, will you please? Both Victoria and Chuck are on this one. Disney is making some changes in the animated film Ralph Breaks the Internet. What is that all about?
Oh, yeah. They when they screened it, it hasn't been released yet, but when they screened it, the moviegoers realized that Princess Tiana looked really different than the last time we saw her in The Princess and the Frog. And they basically whitewashed her. So a lot of...
She's supposed to be black, and she's not black anymore?
She's Disney's first black princess. And from the last movie that she was in till this, they changed her features. They lightened her skin. They narrowed her nose. Like, it really just... It was just a stupid, stupid move. So they worked with a few different groups, and now they've redrawn her. And now she looks more like an African-American, which is what she's supposed to be.
What do you make of that, Chucker?
I guess I'm surprised that they did it in the first place. I mean, obviously, you know you're going to get a boatload of controversy.
Exactly. They're pretty well-deaf when it comes to it. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Why? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish? All right, Chucker, what else you got? Movie news.
Speaking of politically correct people, Mel Gibson signing on to direct and co-write a remake of Sam Peckinpah's 50s or 60s.
The Wild Western, Ones?
The Wild Bunch. That was a very violent film, so they got the right director. Yeah. William Holden and Ernest Borgnine starred in that movie. I don't know.
For that era, it was extraordinarily violent. It was very violent. I didn't like
Absolutely.
It. Absolutely. Yeah.
But I don't know who's really going to care about a remake of The Wild Bunch in 2019 when the film ultimately will come out. But Mel Gibson, this is the first time he'll direct a movie since Hacksaw Ridge a few years ago, which I actually thought was the best film of that year.
That's
and I would have voted for it winning the Oscar for Best Picture. He's working with Warner Brothers again, the studio that really put him on the map with the Lethal Weapon franchise. So he has, I guess, a good working relationship with Warner Brothers. So they signed him on to do this high-profile project. And filming is now underway on that Charlie's Angels reboot starring Kristen Stewart, which you spoke about the other day, Doug.
And...
Yeah. Excited?
Yeah, oh, my God. It's just Lethal Weapon on TV is back tonight, too, if you're interested. 59 past the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.